Sure.
Yes, sir.
Note that it is 16 after.
Yep.
Okay, we will continue on with our meeting now. Assistant Chief Arnold has just arrived, 2:15 p.m. And so we will continue with our budget meetings. So who wants to lead off? Jeff,
oh, I will.
You want to lead off? So, Jeff will check. Okay.
I passed out the documents for the fire budget that we've been working on. The short letter size. The first page is a high-level summary of the proposed budget for 2022. As you can see, we've got fire EMS fund. We have a SAFER grant that's coming in next year. It's actually going to start for...
Are these two the same?
What's
I've
it
got
say?
Two of
Look
these
at the top.
These, well, they both say the same thing. It says Franklin Township.
You get somebody else's copy?
I've been with my copy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like
okay.
trying to figure out what's the difference.
Yeah. Okay. So we got four funds that come into play with the fire department. Actually, there's a fifth fund, but that's for a capital project relating to the exhaust system at the two stations. That's not part of this, but it doesn't have anything going forward. Okay, so we got fire EMS, the SAFER grant. The SAFER grant is for a three-year period, and that will actually start in December. They'll end up with one pay in December on that one. So we'll be coming back to set up appropriations for one pay in December under the SAFER grant.
Sorry.
Yes. And then we have the fund that we're setting aside dollars to replace an EMS vehicle every 3 years. The next page is behind that. It's the same information, but it's back in more detail. And it's in the same detail as our big budget worksheets, except it only covers the budget year. So you can see in more detail where the dollars are being spent, or proposed expenditures, okay? I guess things with the fire department, and you want to chime in or start, that's fine if I can keep going.
No, go ahead.
Okay. We've got some problems with the fire department long term. If you were to look at the five-year projection worksheet for fire, and you go down to page 5, I hate to jump to the bad news first, but and you look at the last line, fund balance. Going into 2024, starting to run short on funds.
And that's about the time this levy is currently up to, correct?
I think the levy's
through 25.
Specifically through 25.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing that happens, the first of 2025, the 10 firefighters hired under the SAFER grant, that grant ends early 2025.
Okay.
So either you lose 10 firefighters,
or you find another revenue
or you find
source.
A way of keeping them on with additional dollars.
So my question would be, eventually, what would it look like if we was to do a township, collectively, a township-wide levy where it does away with all the other levies and brings in all the other entities that are paid to, in theory, bring down the cost?
I don't know what the millage would be.
Right, we have no idea, but that's the only other, without trying to pass a higher levy, then we would have to look at other sources.
Arnold, correct me if I'm wrong, but after 3 years, can we try another SAFER grant, or do we know yet?
So,
well, the only thing
the problem with
we certainly can, but the way the funding is 24, 25, we would have to increase the number of people on that SAFER grant to stay where we're at with the SAFER grant right now.
By how many people?
Yeah.
How many more would we increase?
If you go back and, like, if we didn't pass another temporary levy to continue what we have, we're down to 20 firemen, which is one station, one engine, one medic.
Okay.
So the other side that goes with it is you may qualify for another SAFER grant. Typically, the grant requires you to hire new firefighters.
Right, right. You know. And the reason we were able to do this is because we didn't replace the nutrition of the ones that have found greener grass.
Yes.
So we went going back to, I know one of the meetings, I don't know if this is the correct time to get clarification. I forget the word you used, but basically, if I'm correct, people that sought other employment somewhere else is why we were down 10 people, correct?
Yes.
So
basically,
we didn't fill the positions at that time, but the reason we had those positions available, people decided to seek employment elsewhere on their own.
What we basically did is we basically offered for the chief to kind of phase some of those.
Right. Well, we didn't phase anybody out. I mean, we just didn't fill those positions right away.
We would have had to.
The clarification that I'm trying to get, sir, is that we did not lay anybody off. People left on their own. We didn't ask them to leave. They found other employment somewhere else.
Well, there wasn't 100% that was
basically, but our budget would not have held.
Right, but
those
I'm still
positions.
Right. But it was by their choice that they left.
Yes.
Not necessarily all.
We didn't tell them to leave.
Well,
I mean, they. You know, decided. Right, I know what you're saying.
They saw the writing on the wall.
Right, right. Yeah.
There was one case, and we had the hearing on it, matter of fact.
Well, yeah, that I remember that
so
one.
So that was
terminated. Right, right.
So I don't know beyond that.
No, that was
I think
that was
But that's totally different. But anyways, go ahead, I apologize.
Right. So it wasn't 100%, you know. And I don't know what effect that has on the SAFER grant or anything, you know. But,
I mean, just from these numbers, we have to look at doing something in 2024.
Okay.
Whether it's just another temporary levy and try to maintain 10 SAFER guys. I have not, because we haven't been in that situation yet, looked at how do you retain SAFER grants going past the end date. So that's something to look at in the next couple of years.
And, you know, who knows, we may find something in this new $10 trillion, whatever it was, that we would be able to put into that, you know, who knows. But we have time to work on it.
For sure. And they have funding available in Congress. They're just working out how they're going to do it for building new fire stations. So a lot of money that's going to go out there. And we fit. Like typical, we fit right into the mold of what they want
to
put that
money
towards.
The age of the buildings.
So there's going to be grants out there. We're still working on them.
I think probably from my perspective, the way everything is currently structured, I think it'll be a never-ending battle.
Yeah.
Looking for money all the time. Now the only thing that I can think is if, for a fact, the federal government decides to actually recognize the fact that these are police and fire are necessary services. Well, they recognize that and try to help remedy some of the shortfalls that we have. I mean, if you need 50 firefighters, will they help like they did in this case, subsidize 10, or what will they do? And I think that's the only thing that time's going to tell, but I don't know. There's got to be some way to get some sort of plan laid out. And if you were not granted that, say, that 10 SAFER grant, you'd be like a fire department in big trouble right now.
Yeah.
So there has to be some sort of programs or something that, and right now those people in our township that are actually celebrating the loss of our police levy right now. I'm getting a few emails here and there. Yeah, 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 no more taxes, things like that. And, you know. So I've talked a little bit to Steve there and run a few thoughts through his head. We've talked a little bit about different things here. I don't know. To sustain the coverages and the service that we have, I don't know. We're gonna have to be brilliant trustees and tacticians here for sure.
Right now, a mill generates approximately $200,000. So you can calculate from there the millage roughly that's needed to.
Over 7 mil.
Yeah. So, is that unrealistic? More than likely. So, what are the alternatives? One's got to figure that out. In just looking at the fire levy fund itself, police and fire, because they live on voted property tax levy, they're just like school districts. They're living on a fixed income.
Correct.
The voted property tax levy is only going to generate so many dollars each year. There is very little growth that occurs in that because many years ago, the state implemented reduction factors to deal with inflation. As values increase, the reduction factors kick in and reduce the levy downward so that it generates approximately the same dollars every year. Okay?
Yeah.
That's why both the services here and school districts are constantly after property tax levies.
The one thing that makes it very difficult is to try to operate a business on a time levy versus a permanent levy. And that's where, even like with what we're seeing now, once you cut that revenue source totally, everything comes to a stop.
Well, we did.
But the life of a permanent levy is going to be limited, too. You're only going to be able to survive so long before you have to ask for more money.
In our last levy request and everything, that's when myself and Cook and you were here. And I remember having the debate and argument with Cook. You are not going to pass a permanent levy right now. You're not.
I think
you probably recall that. So we made a decision here to go with the 5-year levies, really with the police and fire both. Well, they both passed. So essentially what that did is that bought us a little time. And that's all I figured would buy us a little time. Now, there was indicators from some of the residents that oppose that, really they're just opposing any levy pretty much. I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with you. They just don't want to pay more money. Sure. So there you go. You've got that situation there. And so we bought five years of time here pretty much is what we've done now. And we kind of stopped there. We didn't look for any other alternatives beyond that, other than this time we're on. As long as you got the money, you got the money, blah, 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 Now, I don't know, but I think there should have been, if nothing else, we probably should have hired somebody to investigate and see, okay, beyond this 5-year segment, is there any other thing we could do?
That's what Jeff.
Well, you've got 2 years to figure out what you're going to do with the fire department.
Pretty much.
And really, I think you got to have a plan in place before that.
You do.
Because you got to be able to explain to the residents what's going on service-wise and why, and find out what level of service they really want. Because the unfortunate side is, with the economy today, the inflation that's taking place, price increases that we're all seeing.
We have no vote on.
Correct. People are beginning to feel it, and you may not get a levy passed for a couple of years now.
Right.
So,
big time.
Yeah. A couple of things I want to point out with fire levy. If you look at, I'm on the first page of the projection here, okay? There's a slight increase built in for property taxes. What I can tell you is, if you look at the actual 420 for this year, we're at $3.4 million. We will not get any more for the rest of the year. Property taxes come in twice a year. That's it. The Budget Commission put us at $3.386 for next year. They always estimate low initially on the certificate between the tax budget time frame and year end. Amended certificate that will come in next year, that number I anticipate to be above the $3.4 million that is shown as actual for 21. So that will help out the bottom line a little bit, but it's not going to extend us out any additional years. The other thing that's in here, under intergovernmental, you have other state receipts, CAT tax.
That's going that, well.
The CAT tax is the commercial activity tax. That tax came into play many years ago when the state started phasing out personal property taxes. The CAT tax has been being phased out. I don't expect it to exist beyond 22.
That was $1 million at one time.
Back in 18, if no, I won't tell you that's correct. I can tell you it's not. What I can tell you is 20 and 21, those numbers are correct. I know there was mistakes made back in 18 and 19 because I've corrected for already.
Yeah.
Okay. But again, you've lost some revenue there. And no matter what, when you're living on property taxes, any loss of revenue hurts.
Yeah, that's true.
The fire contract that you had with
Valley View
is not renewed. That was $20,000 a year.
Right.
So that's gone.
Right.
In this year, we picked up $20,000 plus what they owed from a prior period. So that's why you see $40,000 there. Okay. If you scroll on down, in 2020, the fire department picked up $500,000 off the CARES grant.
What year was that?
20.
That's the $527,000 there. That was a big help for the fire department. Police also benefited from it. Okay? That's not happening again. All right?
So where are we at with the other monies that we're holding on to, the $500,000, whatever it's called?
We're going to do two things, and that will more than likely come to you in the first of next year.
Okay.
The township under the American Rescue Plan received $500,000 a couple months ago, and the second $500,000 will come in September next year.
Okay.
There are restrictions.
September 22nd.
Hmm?
September 22nd, I think is what I remember reading.
That's in the fall.
September, yes.
Somewhere.
There are restrictions on what those dollars can be used for, and they're hard to meet at times. One thing we can do, and I started to do it, is look at lost revenue in 20 and 21, more 20. Brief conversation with legal counsel had to send me off in a different direction than what I started looking at, because they're looking at the lost revenue entity-wide, not specific sources. So that complicates how this comes back into play. And when you look at the lost revenue, you also have to make certain that the reduction in revenue has not been because of changes in statutes. In other words, if the state implemented a change in the law that resulted in a decline in the revenue,
mm-hmm.
that's like not a decline tax. Because of COVID.
Right, because that would be like
so,
the CAT tax
yes.
going away.
It's complicated things.
Sure.
So we've got an extended period to figure out how to deal with these dollars, and that's something we'll look at in the first part of next year, because we've got two pools of money to look at. Okay?
Okay.
And just to kind of top off on that, I mean, we have, I think it's until 26 to actually spend those monies.
Okay.
So we have plenty of time. We just felt that, you know, right now this is a little bit more important going to making sure everything is established for 22.
Okay.
And once we have everything set, Jeff and I will sit down and we'll go over things with legal counsel and things of that nature too. And just so the board also knows, whenever legal counsel or Jeff is looking at ARP, it will come out of that instead of the residents having to pay for it.
Sure.
Okay.
And outside of reading a few lengthy documents right now, that's as far as I got, and initially starting to look at the lost revenue. But again, budgets come back into play, so that's took priority first. As we close 2021 and open 2022, that takes priority first to get that done. Got an annual report to get done. You get W-2s, 1099s, close out 1 year, open up another year. So there's a lot of activities going on December, January, February. Hopefully, latter part of first part of February is when we should be able to get to look at this, because we'll get past most of the year-end requirements and all the tax returns that have to be completed and filed too. So, again, we sat with the two chiefs and worked out calculation on the wages and benefits, and that's what's presented here. Those are calculations we expect to be pretty much on the nose with this. The things that may come into play and vary a little bit would be some of the payouts for comp time and holiday. Comp time is really, it's something unique to fire departments. It's Garcia time, and Garcia time started at the federal government level and filtered down. There's no escaping the Garcia time. You end up paying for it no matter what. It's essentially a form of overtime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Their bonus. Holiday time.
I call it bonus is what I call it.
Their holiday time that they're allotted is put in a bank at the first of the year. They can use it when the holiday comes around. They can cash it in. Either way. They get paid for it. There's nothing we can do to get around that one. So that's what's taking place in those two. Your sick leave and vacation payoffs are for someone who retires. Someone who separates from employment and has vacation on the books, it has to be paid out. The only way they get sick leave paid out is upon retirement. Okay?
Question, Jeff.
Yes.
Did you, when you did your conversations about how comp time or sick time can be converted to comp time, did you talk to him about including that in the budget? That's a benefit.
You know, I don't think so. Cause,
there's a certain amount of time, and if they've been good, and it's part of their wellness.
Yeah, I think it's added into the comp time budget for.
It's
been captured for 2 years, 2 or 3 years.
Because you would know your guys that might qualify. I mean, it's based on their wellness and attending and not being sick if they get it, but it's based on years of service. There's a whole bunch of parameters in that. And I know we've had several that have moved 80 hours or whatever, 40, whatever it is, from sick over to comp and then cashed it out. So I didn't know if that was captured in this conversation.
Specifically, no.
Okay.
The bigger chunk is the Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pretty in the holiday.
What? What'd you say, Jeff?
Garcia.
Biggest chunk.
That's fronted at the beginning
Garcia
of the year.
Holiday. Okay. What we are seeing as far as the actual on the payouts, and I know December is going to change that, we haven't seen a great deal of it yet. So whether that's had a really big effect on these numbers, I can't tell you. Okay? That's something we'll have to take a look at it as payroll comes around and when it starts to happen.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
see if we can get a feel for the hours on that, okay?
Yeah, it just depends on where they fall. So many hours.
But that should show up on the leave reports within the accounting system. Because you're going to transfer from sick to comp.
And it shows in UAN.
Okay. So we could probably run a report after year end and see what's really taking place.
And look at the notes, you'll see.
Yeah, this might be the first year we actually have a chance to do that too. So, okay. Just a couple of things that look a little out of the ordinary, and I think Chief could probably elaborate a little more on it, maybe. We're tied to Columbus when it comes to
mutual
communications, and there was a change that took place. There's a $5,000 bill setting out there because of a change Columbus made that we may have to pay. We don't know that for sure yet. We're waiting, okay?
I can elaborate a little on that. So, and you know, you and I could actually, because issue here is we're wanting to switch to a fiber line, a little more effective and things of that nature, but we're at the mercy of the city of Columbus putting in an order for them to come out and do it. So in the meantime, we are continuing to accrue late costs, et cetera, et cetera. There's nothing that we can really do about it until they get this new line put in there. We have had extensive conversations with AT&T. Their representative, they did threaten disconnect not long ago, but we took care of that because we told them this is a 911 line, and they told us to pay an X amount each month, which is what we've been doing. And now that they're wanting to try to misconstrue that,
yeah,
we're not going to allow that. And whenever they get a chance to, whenever Columbus gets that order put in and we get that line switched, then they will go in and fix the bill to what it should be. But there is a chance that a portion of this will have to be paid. So that's why you see, you know, that budget line item there under that telephone may be a little bit higher than what it should be for the time being until we know what how that's going to shake out. Is there anything you want to add on to that,
Arnold? No.
Just to put that in reference, even though it's $5,000, it seems like a decent amount of money. We pay roughly $1,100 a month in dispatching fees. And when Chief Welch looked at a different dispatching system, which Grove City uses and Norwich and a couple other, it was $230,000.
Wow.
So you're looking at a $12,000, $15,000 fee for dispatching that Columbus charges right now. To $230,000 because of the setup fees that you initiate right out of the gate, plus substantially more money for them to dispatch.
Well, I remember when that thing was implemented that, and it got super ugly there for a little bit. There, mm-hmm. For one thing, you remember when Prairie Township lost their.
Yes.
Well, that was during the time, yeah.
So
it went to, and Grove City apparently gained control of that.
They dispatched.
Welch and myself talked about that some, but it was pretty ugly.
It is bananas, the cost difference. Yeah.
So with that said, you know, even as other services are more expensive, let's just stick this out and.
Sure. I mean, right. Obviously, the $5,000, like you said, you've been paying X amount of money and et cetera in good faith. So, yeah. I mean, to tune it over $200,000, $5,000 isn't that bad.
Yeah. Yes. One other large change that is coming about for next year, and this is more because the billing companies kind of for EMS services has enlightened us a little bit as to just what we're getting reimbursed for. The billings that take place for EMS runs that are out there are for transporting. It does not cover all the consumption of medical equipment or medical supplies.
Sure, oh boy.
So that can have an adverse effect on the EMS funds. So we've had to pull the medical supplies over to fire levy.
Yep.
And because of increases in prices and so on, that's actually expected to go up about $20,000 next year, and we're at $80,000 right now. Now, maybe some things will change and we won't hit that, but that is a major change that's in the budget for next year.
Well, that's honestly one of the biggest complaints that I have about our fire department is we don't get paid. And we do get paid to some degree, but I believe... Yes. As I recall, Chief Welch had told me that we were in the red about $1 million a year on those runs. Now, I don't know if that's...
On the mutual aid runs.
Talking about Columbus not paying.
What's that?
We're in mutual aid.
Positive.
All the runs we make to Columbus.
We're making...
Versus township runs.
Transport. You can pay for it?
Oh, yeah.
Because our labor... It depends on how you want to add it.
Maybe you can explain that.
We take those runs out, the guys are still there.
Right.
What we're burning fuel and putting miles on for right at $1 million a year for mutual aid, that billing into the city of Columbus.
If we transporting EMS run, no matter who we run on, it gets billed the same. Right,
okay. So it wouldn't necessarily be just Columbus that we're seeing. That's not broke down differently.
No, so if we took away all the Columbus runs, which are 80% of our runs,
right, so 80% we would get 80%
less.
Right.
Revenue. Or $200,000.
Right.
Yeah, your $1 million in revenue from that would go to
$200,000. So we're looking at $800,000 a year just in the city.
We're sort of, we're kind of in the red there.
But that wouldn't be in the red, would
it? That would be in the black.
That's what I was saying. The red would be deficit, black would be positive.
Like a medic still does not make money if you count what it takes to staff that truck.
Absolutely.
And to equip that truck.
But you take that away, you're going to notice it.
However, if you're not compensated for your equipment and all that kind of stuff, you're going to be, any way you take it, you're going to be in.
Well, just the medical supplies that get consumed on a run, they're not cheap. So, there is some capital out there for next year. Replacement of a vehicle for the chief. If you recall, I believe the Suburban that Welch is running around in was a used vehicle from Arlington. So it's seen its days.
Yeah, we had to put a transmission in it right away. And, you know, was as good of a deal as what we thought it was going to be.
No.
I was actually looking to replace Todd's
vehicle
because that Jeep is over 10 years old now. And with the cancer preventative recommendations out there now, they want his fire gear completely separated from himself, so you're not driving around with gear.
Agents in the air.
Yeah. It can be. It just depends on what. If Todd wants Chaz's truck, is what I'm driving around now.
Yeah.
If that works out for Todd best, and we can just get an
SUV. How many miles is on that truck? I know we 30,000. I knew we got that for Chaz was able to get that at a very great rate.
Yeah.
It's fairly low mileage. I know that one.
I don't know what's on that Suburban, but that thing is it's going to die. It's going to die.
Have the one that Chief Welch had.
Yeah, the Suburban. Okay. It's just sitting at 192s right now.
Yeah, that
I'm driving Chaz's F-150.
The truck. Okay.
The one they got for him.
Yeah, I'd ridden Chief Welch when we used to do a lot of running around. And his was a decent car. Of course, that's been, well, it won last year for sure.
2 years.
We didn't go in, 2 years, yeah.
I've got a couple ideas on how we might be able to work something there. Look into that
for
next
year.
Either way, we will pick something up off of state term schedules.
Okay.
So that way we don't have to go through a bid process or anything.
Right.
Okay. But I have a couple other ideas that we might have to look into that might help. Okay? I want to draw your attention to the encumbrance column for this current year. There's a $65,000 number there. The bulk of that is turnout gear that had to be ordered for the new firefighters under the SAFER grant.
Wouldn't that also be covered?
Nope. Wages and benefits only.
Hey, Jeff, I think you're talking about the line above that. Because the $65,000, that is for the fire truck that just got replaced.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The $65,000 line item that you see
yes,
there.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was thinking right, but I got the wrong piece.
You guys will actually sign off tonight on a PO and a check. We will have that ready for you.
There is turnout gear to be ordered. Because the cutoff was 10/31 on the actuals here, it doesn't reflect the purchase order for the turnout gear.
Okay.
Okay. But that has to take place so that we've got the equipment when these guys start. If you look down under other financing sources and uses, you'll see a $75,000 number there. We will have to advance money to the SAFER grant so that we have cash there to pay the wages and benefits as we move forward with that grant.
Then it's paid back.
At the end of the grant, the $75,000 will come back into the fire levy fund.
Okay.
But that will be in 2024, roughly.
Right.
Yeah, but I wanted to bring your attention to that. That will be asked for in December.
Okay.
Okay. And again, we pointed out the fund balance issue with the fire levy fund. We've got work to do. I think that's the easiest thing to say there. EMS, Emergency Medical Services Fund. We may not hit $1 million this year. I think we're going to hit about 875 on that. Or I'm sorry, 950 to 975. Okay. We've had a couple of months where we spiked up 85, 90.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we're hanging right around 75, 80 mm-hmm. on that one. So, and again, same scenario with the wages and benefits here. They've been calculated. There are 5 firefighters, medics, to be paid out of EMS next year. Okay. 29 in the fire levy fund and 10 over in the SAFER. Right. Okay. Nothing unusual in EMS fund. And I did point out with the little box that we moved the medical supplies over to fire levy. Okay. Again, if we look at, on page 4, you'll notice there are transfers out of the medical EMS fund, 87.5 each year. That's a transfer representing 1/3 the cost of a new vehicle going over to the EMS vehicle replacement fund. So we're accumulating the cash over there to pay for a new vehicle out 3 years. Okay. If things change and you go down to one station instead of two, it's going to change the scenario on this.
For sure.
Okay? Because you won't need 3 medics floating around here.
Right.
And if every medic is like this one right next door, like that's going to go well past 3 years. Probably well past 6 years. Like that's
well, hopefully we
really
get
good
6
shot.
Because we're rotating.
Yeah. So we may not have to order one every 3 years, but it's good to have it in there.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we could, because we can always keep it and then sell it.
Correct.
Yes.
There's options that we can do with
well,
that.
Well, there is a third medic that's held in reserve for when
right,
one's
absolutely.
Out right now.
Right. Yeah. Right. And that's always best. And then yes. get rid of yeah. the old.
This plan is way better because our extra medic now is over 10 years old.
Right, right. But it eventually, as soon as we yes. go to the next new medic, then we get to where the
yes.
third medic is going to be a nice medic.
Yeah,
yes.
exactly.
Oh.
Low on maintenance. And.
And that should hit this year because at some point at the beginning of this year, our new medic that was paid for
sure.
through that CARES funding will be delivered.
Okay.
And Horton is making a big deal out of that because
right.
they picked us right. to be their 20,000th truck
yeah.
off the line because right. they wanted it to be local, and I think Franklin was like the third medic they ever made
yeah.
behind Prairie and one for Columbus. So
and
they were super excited about that.
There is actually a medic, too, that we have one more debt service payment on. That'll take place in 2022.
Okay.
And then that's paid off.
So what page are you on now? That was
I'm down to page 4 of the
okay.
AMS or EMS fund.
Okay.
Fund balance for EMS through 2024 is holding okay. And they just say okay. We don't know what's going to happen 24 or 25 and 26, but we've got some time to work with this. And this fund really works in conjunction with the fire levy fund. So, you know, we can control the expenditures over on this side by simply shifting a firefighter back to fire levy. It doesn't help fire levy.
Yeah.
We can also take a more expensive guy out of here and switch him with a cheaper guy over in the fire levy fund.
Yeah.
Helps out. So we've got some things
right,
we can
right.
do to balance
and make
this
it
out.
Stretch longer.
Yes. Yeah. But again, it's okay, but I won't go any further. Okay?
Just to give you a heads up that we got 5 till.
I know. I'm wrapping up here. SAFER grant, we threw in the projections going out through 2025. Early 2025, that grant is done. And that will be the tail end of firefighters there.
Okay. Well,
until we figure out something else
yeah,
to do
yeah.
with it. Okay? And then the last one, very last page, is the EMS Vehicle Replacement Fund, and that just shows the transfers coming in. 2024 would be the year in which you encumber or order a new vehicle. and I showed that out in the capital outlay.
So our budget basically is like $6 million for you guys, 570 something?
5.6 million.
I'm sorry?
5.6 million.
Yeah. Out of the 10 million, that's our biggest chunk.
Yes.
Sure what the exact number was. So our major purchases, Pete, appropriated, is going to be one pneumatic. Is that correct?
Not until 2024.
Thanks to the CARES Act that we've got one coming.
Yeah, that's a big help.
Is it going to be just like the other medics?
It's going to be just like this one next door, yeah.
Okay. Well, the ones that we've been getting, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all wheel drive. Chassis. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we don't have any medic. Well, we'll have a new medic ordered next year, and am I
it's
correct?
It's already ordered. It no. should be delivered.
There's one order on order right now.
Under CARES Act money, sir.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
CARES Act used for that.
It wasn't?
Okay. No.
Oh, I thought it was.
No. That medic was bought out of EMS money.
And what's what is our liability on engine 193 right now? Do you know that just offhand?
That invoice is coming in. Nick mentioned that earlier on.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys should have a PO and a check tonight to sign off on that, okay?
It's back and it looks good.
It's what?
It's back and it looks good.
Okay.
It looks like they did what they said they were going to do.
What is our, we had our, I think our annual payment was something like 90-some thousand a year.
It is, and it's in general fund. When we get down to administration, we'll talk about that.
And when do we have that paid out? I think it's about another 2 or 3 years.
I think you got 3 years yet. 2024 is last year?
Yeah. I think it is 2 years, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Let me see if there are any questions on Zoom. Any questions from the audience?
Should we go on break again?
Yeah.
Okay. A short break. I don't see anybody unmuting at this time, so...